Welcome back to Real Estate and You. I'm your host, Scott Allison, and that's not Real Estate and New. It's Real Estate and You. Somebody asked me, what's Real Estate and New? I said, guess I'm talking too fast, but it's Real Estate and You.
That would be me.
Let's talk about some of the new listings.
Okay, we have another one. Charles Ducote just listed one at 317 West 3rd Street. It's listed at $35,000. It's a two-bedroom, one-bath, kind of a little diamond in the rough. It would be a great investment property. It's a downtown location. It could actually be zoned commercial if you just went to the city, if you wanted to put in a little business down there.
Maybe. We never saw what the city can do, but that would be an option.
It could happen. We have a price reduction at 825 Vicky Street in Robert Lee. It started out at 84. We are now down to 69.5. Excuse me. It's a three-bedroom, two-bath with a little under 1,500 square feet. Corner lot. It's got two dining areas, split bedroom, two-car garage, two-car carport. You know, take a look at it. If you want to get out of the city, that would probably be a pretty good place for you to look.
Well, and you know, we talk about that, but we're going to Dallas next week, and a buddy of mine that I guess was from diapers all the way to UT, friends with, and he said, so what's going to be in Plano? And he goes, that's about 45 minutes. That's no big deal. Because, I mean, to them, that really is nothing for them to, you know, go to work. That's from their house, 45 minutes to an hour.
And it's only 10 miles from where you are, but it still takes 45 minutes to get there.
And you can tell, to get a house for $69,000 that nice, it would be more like $100,000 in today's
market. Oh, heck yeah.
So that kind of, I know there's gas, but there kind of makes up for it.
Well, we have another one that's back on the market. It was on and they took it off. It's 2104 Webster Avenue.
Joyce's listing. Nice house.
It is Joyce's. It's three bedroom, one bath, a little under 1,500 square feet. It would be great for the first-time home buyer or even an investor. It's had some remodeling and updates done in the kitchen and the bathroom. It's, you know, close to schools and just two blocks from the Brentwood Park. So take a look at that if that's in your price range, $77,500. Let's see what else. Oh, this is a nice one, 1902 Glenwood Drive, listed at $89,900.
Here's my prediction before you even say it. This house will be sold within the week.
Okay.
Look at the price. You just said it. It's a brick home, two-car garage, three-bedroom, two-bath, $89,900.
In a great area.
This week.
I'm gonna back you up on that.
I believe it.
It's freshly remodeled, so for that price, you just can't beat it. Let's see. Oh, here's a nice
unbelievable
one.
House.
This is a fabulous property. It's 1601 South Concho Drive. It's three bedroom, two bath, one half bath, and it's just a little under 4,000 square feet on the lake.
A little trivia for you, folks. Years and years and years and years and years ago, before I was even born, that means a long time ago, Mr. Ducote, who started Ducote Coffee here in San Angelo, built him the little estate out there, little farm, built his house, and then later his son, Charles Ducote, one of my best friends, built this house for himself. So it's kind of a lot of history to it.
Yep.
But it's the Spanish stucco, which we obviously
like. It's a Mediterranean style.
With the tile roof. Huge game room, huge study, nice size master, bedrooms upstairs, a beautiful view of the lake, you know, and a couple of acres right there, too, to
two,
go with it.
2.5 acres.
So neat, neat property. Neat house to go see. And it's vacant, so it is easy to see and show. But somebody's going to get a buy on that one and really enjoy it.
I think it's $498,000.
Under 500.
For 2.5 acres, and it's just a little under 4,000 square feet. So that's already a buy. Last but not least, we have a new lot. It's 5205 Valley View Court in Bentwood. It's a good size lot. It's listed at $41,000.
And that's cheap for a lot in Bentwood right
it
now,
really
I promise
is.
You. Do you realize they have 54 starts in Bentwood? I don't know if you know this, but 2 or 3 years ago, we had like 200 starts in all of San Angelo the whole year. We're talking in the first half of this year, in that one subdivision, there's 54 starts. And we've had, what, 8 in Champions alone?
Yeah,
so,
eight.
And then in Buffalo Heights and the Jensen's development out there, it's going crazy out there. Starts out there. So I believe you're going to have, for the last two decades, a record-setting year of new construction starts. And we got some wonderful builders in this town, and there are some pretty, pretty homes going up.
Well, and we don't have any starts yet at the K&A, but we do have the four is it four lots or five lots now?
Four.
Four lots have already spoken for. Yeah.
And they're working on the roads. Mm-hmm. So it's actually a lot kind of hard to start to get in there.
Yeah.
But that's going to be a big success story because it's just a neat development, a neat idea.
Yes.
In between the two highways, the Merchant Highway and the Midland Highway.
Yes.
That'd be Merchant Highway, Midland Highway. Great location. You know, one thing I do want to talk about, and look, she's smiling big time. I'm excited. We're expanding our property management department. They got rid of me out of it, which, thank you. Claire said, oh, calf rope. But we actually have, which I don't know anybody else that does, but we actually have three people that are going to, actually four, because Gail does the paperwork for us, but three people that are going to do our property management, and that's Elaine West,
Donna Hoblock,
and Charles Ducote, which means, here's why that's important to you. Is it, you know, Murphy's Law, when does something break?
Just
Saturday night, Friday night, Sunday morning, you know, and it's hard to get a hold of somebody. Well, we're going to have where they have the little cell phone, they're going to rotate around to where when you need to get a hold of somebody between three of them, you're going to be able to do that.
Not saying that we're going to actually be able to get someone out on Saturday night, but at least we can know about it and prepare for it.
And I still remember we had one, and I went down the phone book because the lady's refrigerator went out, and it was like 2 days before Thanksgiving, and all these people were coming in. I just went down the phone book calling people, and it was freaking Saturday. You know, not one person I could even get on the phone.
Nope.
So sometimes there's nothing we can do, but at least we're gonna try our hardest. And their new cell number, which is your old cell number, by the way, is what?
763-3404.
Or you can always call the office, 949-5575. Or you can go to the website, which is sallison.com, and you can email them. So you've got ways to do all of it.
Well, and if you need property, you can go to the sallison.com and look up rentals as well.
Mm-hmm. Or if you want to listen to the show or any of the other wonderful shows, you can go to sallison.com and go to our radio, and you'll hear it. So we have some really good shows that you're going to hear, because we've got some really good topics. So we appreciate it. That was Jeremy in the back. And it's Go Spurs.
Go Spurs.
San Antonio, Texas team. Folks, we appreciate you listening in. Have a great week. And again, happy Father's Day.